Good day, this is Mimi Rawlinson. Please remain seated for this prayer. If you're in your home, with a friend, sitting in the car, or with your cohort at school, please find a comfortable place where you can pray. Make sure the area around you is clear and your feet are flat on the ground. If you are standing, please be seated. In these days of Lent, we are being challenged to reflect on our interior life, to change the way we see things, to see the way of God's love, from a mirror to a window. Let us honor the silence and the prayer time. We pray. We are the people your call set apart. Lord, this time, change our hearts. Feel the presence of God as He is present right now. Ask God to help you see Him in your life and in your imagination. What St. Ignatius called the inner eyes of the soul. Rerun the last 24 hours of your life as if you had just punched the rewind button on a DVR. As you look closely at your day as it unfolded, can you sense God's presence that you might have missed while it was happening? Are there times when you can see in retrospect that you were distracted from the good things God wants for you? Take a moment to recall these things. Remember, with gratitude, the times you saw God was at work in your life, and seek forgiveness for the times you did not pay attention to God or made other choices against God's plans. Ask God for help between now and your next exam, assisting you to be aware of the ways you are tempted. Then ask God to help you recognize the Holy Spirit that loves you and wants what is best for you so that you can respond more quickly to that Spirit. Let us finish with the prayer Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Have a good day, Jesuit.